All right, we only have a few minutes. We're davening outside here, not in the presence of an Aron or a Sefer Torah. So I wanted to talk about there are different shitot among the poskim. When one says takanon in a situation like this, should one do nefilas apayim? Should one bend down and or not do that? So what are the issues? And we'll try to do this as soon as in as short a period of time as possible. So the Ramah brings down a halacha in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. He says, "Yeshomrim de inefilat apayim l'malkom shish aron v'sefer Torah b'tocho." Some say that a person should only do nefilas apayim if there's an aron and a sefer Torah. He says, "Avabalav hachi omrim tchina below kisui panim." Otherwise, you do it. You say tachanun, but you don't bend down. You don't do it that way. So it's based. The Ramah is based on a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rokeach. The Rokeach is a Rishon, and the Rokeach says the person should not do Nefilas Apayim if there's no Aron Sefer Torah. And he says he bases it on a Pasuk with Yoshua when he was in Ai. Ai, if you recall, is one of the first places that Klal Yisrael had a war with when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and they suffered a defeat. So it says, Vayipol Panav b'nei Aron Hashem, that Yoshua, he did Nefilas Apayim before the Aron Hashem. The implication is Nefilas Apayim is connecting to having the Aron there. So, and then the Beis Yosef, it's interesting, he just says a couple of words. Beis Yosef says, "In Kabbalah Nekabel, v'lindin yesh tshuva." In Kabbalah Nekabel, v'lindin yesh tshuva, which is a turn of phrase from the Gemara, and the Gemara is usually in Halakha Nekabel, but it means, if there's a Mesorah this way, we'll accept it. But if he's propounding an argument, the Rokeach, I have what to respond, and he doesn't say what the response is. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. So the Taz, he goes back and he tries to give arguments that the Beis Yosef could have propounded. But one argument that the Aruch HaShulchan makes is he says that you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says but Napal Lefnei Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened before Hashem when he was on Har Sinai, and there was no Aron and a Sefer Torah there. The only thing is, though, but you could argue that at Har Sinai, he says that even though there was the Kedusha of Hashem at Har Sinai, but he says whenever a person davens, there's a Makom Kadosh. But I don't know, I didn't think that argument was so strong, because you could say, because I'll teach us that the Kedusha, that Hashem Shechina came down on Har Sinai, the Higbal Tadaham, you have to separate, and when the Shechina was there, you have to separate everybody out. Anyway, Naniyah, either way that it goes. So there's a number of Sephardi poskim who say that you would do it if you listen to him, even though there's no Aron, there's no Sefer Torah. There's a quote here from the Kaf HaChaim. He quotes from the Shiarei Knesset HaGedola, Rav Benavisti in the 17th century. He says, "Mekomenu lo ra'iti minhag kavua." He says, He lived in Izmir. He says, "I don't see a minhag kavua here." He says, "Yesh no agim kidrei rokeach." Some do like the rokeach and not do it. If there's no aron, "Yesh no agim kidrei rabbeinu amachaber." My Rebbe, it's Rav Moshe Detrani. He that's the way he did it, and I do the same way. He says, I'm not loke. In other words, I try to keep low key. If somebody does one way, I don't say anything. If somebody does the other way, I don't say it either way. Now, Rav Schechter brings down the Nefesh HaRav, that the Rav held that a person should do Nefilas Apayim. Now the Minag Pashut, the Ruch HaShulchan says, the Minag Pashut is like the Ramah. The Ramah says, you don't do Nefilas Apayim, you say Takanim, but you don't do Nefilas Apayim, there's no Aron or Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah here, it's different. But I think that's the main flow, but the Rav held that a person should do Nefilas Apayim, or he felt you do Nefilas Apayim, even if there is no Sefer Torah. That's the way the Rav held. And then Sephardim, they certainly can hold like the Mechaber. The Mechaber had questions about that. Now, just as a small nakuda, some want to say that in Yerushalayim, you're always Lefnei Hashem. So some say in Yerushalayim, so you always do Takanun with Nefilas Apayim. And some want to say just in the Yir HaAtika. Then just one quick idea that he has here, quotes from the Ari, he says, the sitter of the Ari. It says, "Bipol afal pishin sefer torsham, ach lo yasez alamishu muchzak bechasidu behanagat kabbalah." So in the sitter of the Ari, it says to do it, but only a person who's heavily into Kabbalah should do it that way. All right, I guess that's the Rashi Prakim. Any questions? What's up, Belville? Yeah. If you're davening alone, that's a good point. So the simple pashtus is you would not do Nifkilas if you're alone. The Rush says that that's one of the rayas that Taz brings. He quotes the Rush. The Rush says that a person could do Nifkilas if when they daven alone, but that's not like the Ramah. So if you're following the Ramah, so you wouldn't do Nifkilas if you would say Takanun, but you wouldn't do Nifkilas if you're davening by yourself. That's the simple shot. You know, according to the way, if you're following the Rav Soloveitchik, then you would do it then as well. Then you would do Nefilas Apayim. If you're following the Rav, then you would do it that way. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, that's it. Your bond is so tomorrow, so is it on your dear.